The SmackDown AfterBuzz After Show has returned. WWE Superstars have returned. And our annual gift exchange has returned. Stay tuned!
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, everybody? And let me be the thousandth to wish you a happy 2020, happy new year. We're live on AfterBuzzTV.com, AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify. Like and subscribe, telling your friends and your foes of the world of AfterBuzz TV as we break down SmackDown on Fox. What is up, everybody? I am Josh Tariff. Whole gang's with me today, starting the new year off right. Over to my left, it's Gabby Loren.
Hey, guys. So glad to be here. It is 2020. We are at the start of a great, fun year.
Yes.
Hope you had a great holiday.
And Tom Connolly is here as well. Had his first holidays with the kids.
I did. They got lots
Santa,
of presents.
Santa brought them nice gifts?
Yes. Santa brought them lots of nice gifts.
Excellent. Well, I hope everyone listening, we all hope everyone listening and watching had a wonderful holiday, a great new year, and enjoying the world of wrestling at the start of the year, because now, I mean, we're building up steam for the Royal Rumble.
Can you believe, isn't it crazy?
We're on the road to WrestleMania already, guys. It's happened. We're pretty much there.
How does the time go so fast?
More months and we're back in Tampa.
Yeah, and we're in Tampa at that point. And honestly, this was like the best SmackDown. This might have been the best SmackDown since they moved to Fox.
Yeah.
Honestly, like the one to kick off 2020. Mm. I was a huge fan of so much that happened on this episode. And every year around the holiday time, we like to do our annual gift exchange with each other. So we're going to do that at the end of the show, because based on the way the schedule fell, now that we're on Sundays, we couldn't do it until January 5th, but we're still doing it because we like presents.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't like presents? So let's get right into SmackDown and start it rolling. So we start with a brief little interaction with Dan O'Brien and The Miz backstage. Since last week, Dan O'Brien became the number one contender, has another shot at The Fiend at the Royal Rumble. Miz is angry because he still wants revenge on Bray Wyatt for what he's done to his family in that 2 week span, because that's all it was. And Miz said he's going to make sure he takes everything away that Bray Wyatt cares about. But Daniel, you beat me. So defeat The Fiend, not just for me, but for everyone. So it was like angry, but still kind of a nice show of respect to Daniel Bryan. Let him have that. But you can tell there's still something happening with Miz, which we'll get into in a little bit later. But I like how they just had that slight touch of it right off the bat on the show.
And it wasn't like a long promo. It was just like right to the point. Okay, now we know Daniel Bryan, because we never got the Daniel Bryan Fiend match.
No. Well, we did. Yeah, we did. We didn't have the Miz Fiend. We had Miz Bray Wyatt.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Sorry. It's been a long year.
Alrighty. Tom, you've been off for a month. How dare you?
But also, but Daniel Bryan hasn't changed. He changed, but not like everyone else has really changed since facing the Fiend. Yes.
This is true. But then our first action of the night jumps into a triple threat women's tag team match. Right on cue, Josh. Our Josh engineer in the booth. Rocking it out as he always does. Happy New Year, by the way, Josh. So we have Sasha and Bayley versus Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross versus Lacey Evans and Dana Brooke. And Bayley and Sasha are cutting a little promo at the top of it, talking about, you know, you guys aren't going to follow through your resolutions because change is tough. And we are the true leaders of the locker room. Lacey Evans comes out still angry how they used her 7-year-old daughter to get to her. And the bad guys can be stopped regardless of the cards stacked against you. Yeah, good guy, Lacey Evans. And then Alexa and Nikki come out. And I actually really enjoyed this from Alexa, because she was like, they're angry at each other. Do we even need to be here? Like, why are we here? Can we just have the night off? But Nikki's like, no, if we win, then it'll look impressive for us to get another tag title shot. Like, oh, that makes sense. Okay, we'll be in the match. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was a fun match. And I know the WWE commentary has really been emphasizing it the last few weeks, but I know we've been emphasizing it for the last few months, how much better Dana Brooke has gotten.
Yeah.
And she looked excellent in this match. And it's really at the point now, the crowd, and obviously the storyline is all seen that it's supposed to be leading to a Lacey Evans versus Bayley type of match. Mm. But right now, the crowd wants Dana to have this match with Bayley, it feels like.
There were even a lot of really, to your point, great moments during this match with Dana Brooke and Alexa Bliss. I thought that they had really great chemistry in ring. Mm-hmm. This was a phenomenal pair-up between all three tag teams. And it was great to have Brooke and Evans win because since they are being hyped up right now and they're doing so well and they've improved so much, I think it's a good path for them to go down and a right decision by WWE.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we get a triple threat of Bayley versus Lacey versus Dana out of this. Just because I don't know how. I mean, I get we are going towards
stack the Lacey, deck against Bayley and Sasha can't be around or something like that.
I mean, I thought the highlight of this match was Sasha and Bayley. I mean, they were like
they did a great job as a heel tag team.
Every time they were in the ring, the quick tags, the double team moves. I was like, what? Why weren't you guys doing this when you had the tag titles?
Because they didn't give them TV time.
I know, but it's like, this is what we want to see.
Yeah, when and they were did a team. Fantastic at it.
Yeah, they were incredible the whole time. I was like, wow, this is what I want to see out of these two.
I want to go to the chat roll for a second, if that's okay.
Sure.
Joseph Boza said, this was a great showcase of the women's tag team division. These teams could be a serious threat to the Kabuki Warriors whenever they defend.
Right, which they're not defending really anytime soon since Asuka's in that feud with Becky.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, absolutely. Like any one of these teams, because we already know Sasha and Bayley can. Mm. Alexa and Nikki have had the titles. Lacey and Dana as a team could probably use a little more work. Mm. But, I mean, both of them are getting better. I was thrown off because Lacey still did her little cocky thing with her handkerchief. And it's just like, well, if you're a babyface now, why are you doing that?
I think she's just showing how tough she is. Like, she's kind of.
But I'm still a sassy Southern Belle.
Yeah, huh? Yeah.
I don't know what impression that was. But. And it, women's right on Sasha, followed by a very painful senton by Dana. And Dana Brooke pins Sasha Banks. Mm. So Dana and Lacey get the win. And yeah, I really enjoyed this match.
Yeah, I thought it was a good way to kick off the show. Like, let's just have a match. We don't need a promo. We do not need a King Corbin promo to start off 2020 because we had the last how many SmackDowns were King Corbin promos. Yeah. Thank God we changed it up, people. Thank God.
I would say that this was a solid 8 out of 10 for me.
Okay.
Match.
Great. Otis and Mandy, the junior high crush saga continues. Mm. Mandy's asking him, you know, how was your new year? Did your mom make anything good? And I was like, why don't you ask Dolph? Because he smashed my fruitcake.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And Mandy's like, oh, you saw that? It was on national television on the same program that he was on. I think he caught wind of it. also, he's like, no, but my mama saw
it. That's right, mama saw it.
I cannot wait.
Is this going to lead us to get Mama Dosevich?
Oh, my. We're going to have the...
Are we going to have Mama Dosevich?
What was Shawn Benjamin's theme?
Oh. Her name was just...
Mama. Well...
What was her name? Just Big
like,
Mama?
I feel like we're just going to get like a country remix of that theme.
Oh, no.
Or the Somebody Call My Mama theme or whatever. What is it? Who had that?
Well, that was Brodus.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah. We're just going to get a country version of that. I mean, Otis really just has to start dancing. He kind of does
He already does that.
So, I mean, yeah.
Well, Tucker shows up and starts taking Otis away. He's like, don't worry about her. You got to focus on your match.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, man.
Tension's already building in the team.
Oh, man, he's feeling bad for Otis, and Tucker's caught in the middle.
And Ziggler's caught in the middle, too.
And Ziggler's around. This is going to leak once because Rude should be off his suspension soon. So this is obviously going to lean into some type of Rude and Ziggler heavy machinery mini feud match of some kind.
I really hope we get up the Mandy and Otis pairing for a little bit.
Wait, you mentioned Rude and Ziggler, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Bobby Rude that failed to...
Yes, that's what said his suspension's almost up.
Yeah, okay.
It's a 30-day suspension.
But doesn't he still have to be retested in order to be cleared?
I'm sure, yeah.
I hope he passes that test.
Yeah.
Do we know exactly why he failed? We don't.
No, they never specified this what substance or whatever they failed on. It was a very interesting story with Primo on it, though. Because Primo was very upset with it, I guess. Because Primo was in Puerto Rico at the time, and the suspension happened because he did not show up for the test.
Oh.
And what at least is what Primo claimed. Mm-hmm. And what Primo then said, whether it was he was always willing to travel for it once they gave the heads up, because he was in Puerto Rico helping his father's promotion, they told him they wanted him to pay to fly to an event, even though he wasn't going to be used on the show, but to pay to fly out just to get tested.
Oh, that's crazy.
And he's like, I'm happy to go, but I shouldn't be paying for my trip if you're not going to book me on the show.
Where exactly was he when
Puerto Rico?
In Puerto Rico. I mean, it's still U.S. territory. I don't know. I've never been to Puerto Rico, but there's like labs and Quest Diagnostics.
Yeah, I know.
Test done anywhere.
So, again, this is what Primo posted. So, I mean, who knows how much of it is true, but that's what he said.
Yeah, of course. I'm not saying that WWE wasn't asking him to do that. I just think it's ridiculous. As a company, like, why can't you just have him test at a lab?
You're a $1 billion company.
Yeah.
You can find a way.
You can buy him a plane ticket for
a
couple hundred bucks.
You can find a way.
But you don't even have to waste your money.
Well, I know. Yeah, I know.
Miz backstage with Kofi and Big E. Big E talking about how he watched the balls drop. And Kofi then questioned what he was watching, and Big E doesn't know.
That's so great.
An interesting stat that came on Instagram, and they mentioned it on the show, how in the 2010s, Miz and Kofi both tied for the most title reigns over that decade. Both of them had gold 14 times.
That's a lot.
In the 2010s.
That's so much.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And Miz is now angry because, like, you think this is all about titles? I'm still angry about what Braden and my family. Mm. We can settle this in the ring, and challenges Kofi to a fight and knocks down the pancakes. Miz, what's happened? You were just respectful 5 minutes ago with Daniel Bryan.
Listen, the Fiend's in his head.
Again, no kidding.
Yikes.
We have Elias do a quick little song in the ring, because now apparently Elias is a babyface, and now he's just making fun of the heels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's not being interrupted now.
No. But
But
that's all he does, though. Like, he doesn't even wrestle anymore.
Well, I think he's still recovering from his ankle injury.
Oh, I guess so. Okay.
But he's at least being able to travel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I don't know how I feel about him being a babyface.
I'm fine with being a babyface.
I'm curious to see how it goes, but
I just don't know, where it's going to go.
Yeah. We have a little clip of The Revival complaining, as they always do. Shorty G comes out, tries to do his, like, you know, empowerment, motivational speech.
Yeah, what is his new slang?
Rise over size.
Gotcha, okay.
They're really not giving up on the Shorty G thing,
no,
are they?
No, they are not.
No, it's very unfortunate.
I mean, he must be all in on it, because, I mean...
Well...
I hope there's some very good long-term plan for this that we don't know about.
I don't know.
Because...
I doubt there is.
It is not working. As talented as he is, it is not working.
Yeah. Like, listen, put that guy in some red, white, and blue. Say he is a former Olympian. Like, that's all we need to know about him.
Former multi-time tag team champion.
Yeah. He can talk.
He can. If they let him legit
talk. It is like the easiest babyface thing to do.
Yeah.
What was his medal?
He didn't medal.
I think he got bronze.
Did he?
I think so.
I know it was on the
chat roll.
Team.
Let us know.
Chat roll, yeah. Did Chad Gable medal?
I think he did.
He was in the 2012 Olympics.
Well, actually, I don't know. He probably did.
Or Josh, our engineer in the booth, is going to probably find it quickly, too. So
they probably would. I don't know. Would they say it every week that he, like, won the bronze?
I know they said he represented the U.S., but I don't remember if he won a medal.
gold medal in the 1972 Olympic Games.
Not he wasn't in the 72 Olympic Games.
Oh, sorry, that's somebody else. My bad.
He's
a time traveler.
Chad Gable looks great for 6 days.
This is Dan Gable. Are they related?
No, I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hold on. But, it's under Chad Gable. It's info about Chad Gable.
Josh, did you find it over there as well?
That's so funny.
Josh Engineer in the booth is not responding. Okay.
Dan Gable.
Apologies. Right there. Boom. Wrong mic. Got it. Okay. So he
he got his name from Dan Gable. That's how he got his wrestling name.
That's his wrestling name.
He actually progressed to the 2012 Summer Olympics where he competed in Greco-Roman style at the 84-kilogram event. He defeated Kitani Graham for the Federated States of Micronesia in the qualification round, but he was eliminated in the competition by the next round by Pablo Shorey of Cuba, losing 3-0. So he didn't place anything. He just...
So he was in the Olympics, but he didn't medal.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, and then we're going to clear up a little fact, like I was mentioning before. Dan Gable was a wrestling legend. That is what he was inspired by to create his name, Chad Gable.
Oh, I didn't know
so
that.
So here's some info.
Yeah, there you go.
That's why I saw Dan Gable when I was in the 70s.
And another crazy thing, too. Dan Gable actually trained with the Iron Sheik as well, so...
Oh, wow.
Boom. It all comes together. So this leads to Dash Wilder versus Shorty G. Match was what it was. Ankle lock for the win by Shorty.
Mm-hmm.
Dawson attacks him after the match. But then the lights go out and we have the return of the Celtic Warrior. Sheamus has come back to SmackDown and he kicks Shorty G's head off.
Was this the most obvious thing anybody has ever seen in SmackDown?
Well, the fact he came out and the fact that The Revival didn't charge Adam and just immediately, just casually left the ring. And Michael Cole is saying, Sheamus is talking about, you know, going after the people who have claimed to have now been taken over SmackDown. Yeah. It's just walking, he's going to kick Shorty G's head off.
It was so obvious. Once he came out, I was like, this is where I think it kind of, I don't like this to happen. Where like, why blow everything now? Let them have some matches with The Revival. To at least be like, hey, you know, I'm a vet. I'm going to help you. I'm a veteran here in the locker room. Like,
it could have led, next week he had a match with Dawson. Or Sheamus came out. The following week they had a tag match, Gable and Sheamus. And then Sheamus.
And then we get to the Royal Rumble and he just kicks him out of the ring. That's it. That's all we need. No, now it happens. I mean, I'm fine. I think these are going to have a good feud, good matches.
And the bro kick looked great.
Yeah. But I'm like, that was just so obvious.
Yeah, that was that.
Yeah.
Moving on to Kofi versus Miz. I mean, this was fun, but for these two on how high they are on the totem pole, the fact that this match was like 3 minutes.
I think it was just that it was Miz's mindset that the Fiend is so in his head and brazen in his head that he like couldn't even concentrate. I mean, that monkey flip was hilarious, though.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And then Kofi counted Skull Crushing Finale into a roll up to get the win. But then after the match, Miz attacked Kofi. Yes, I know. You just heard me say how the Revival attacked Gable after the match, and the same exact thing happened in this one. Mm. But this one meant more.
That's true. Interesting, huh? That they did that back to back.
And Miz attacks Kofi after and runs out of the ring before Big E can get in there to help him out. And then Miz starts yelling at the crowd, and it's like, we went a year with Babyface Miz.
They just start chanting, you suck at him, though.
We went an entire year with Babyface Miz, and just like that, back to heel Miz. Mm.
Well, I don't know if Miz is better.
I don't know if thousand times better.
I don't know if we're back to it yet.
Oh, we're back to it. We are definitely back to it.
Not yet. I think we're maybe a week or two.
Tom, we're back to it.
I think it's important that Miz does become heel again, because you have his whole situation with The Fiend, and if he just cowers down to that, it's not as interesting as Miz being the Miz and in his heelish character where he's kind of coming back at the Fiend and not scared of him.
But also, it's also interesting to where he hasn't faced the Fiend. He faced Bray Wyatt.
Right.
Bray Wyatt's a face. The Fiend is a heel.
That's kind of true.
So it's like, we could potentially have a pay-per-view where we have Bray Wyatt versus the Miz and the Fiend versus Daniel Bryan.
That would be fun.
Right?
I'd be down for that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Quick little promo with Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns because they're teaming up in the main event. Daniel Bryan talking about how Bray Wyatt hasn't broke me.
and I'm going to go into the Rumble and take the Universal Championship. And Roman announced that he's in the Rumble, and he never lost his title, and he's been waiting for his chance to get it. So he can't wait for Daniel Bryan to win the title so he can face him at WrestleMania.
Which I think would be a really good match.
That would be a great match. That would be a great match.
I also think Reigns versus Bray would be really good, too.
Yes, it would.
That would be amazing.
We have our illustrious alum, Kathy Kelly, backstage trying to get a word with The Miz, knocks on his dressing room door, and the door opens, and it's not The Miz. It is the Friday Night Delight himself, John Morrison, makes his official TV return. He did appear on The Bump with our other illustrious alum, Evan T. Mack.
Right.
Morrison's just hanging out with all the AfterBuzz guys. And Morrison pops out, completely unannounced, out of nowhere, and he's like, Miz can't talk right now. Mm-hmm. And shuts the door on Kathy.
But it's still that whole, were you here when we were talking about, I mean, everyone's kind of what The Fiend does to people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I wasn't sure if you heard that.
Yeah.
So, like, now he's going back to the Miz Morrison tag team.
Right. So, now, here's my question for you, because...
And they get feud with the New Day.
Exactly. That's exactly what's going to happen. Yeah. It's going to be Miz and Morrison against the New Day. That's what's going to happen next. Mm. But here's my question, because I saw on Twitter and stuff, people were very mixed on this. Everyone knew that Morrison signed. It was obviously publicly announced. He appeared on The Bump. So everyone was just like, his return's going to be at the Rumble. Or his return's going to be the first Raw or first SmackDown or first NXT after the Rumble. Mm. That's when he's going to debut. Mm. We're going to go nuts. He debuts in a quick little backstage promo. Are we okay with that?
I am, because it's the first episode into the new year, so I think it still makes an impact regardless.
Yeah, me too. I think it's fine. Like, we don't need everyone to come out and be like a big spectacle of like them returning. I think this was more of a shock than anything.
Yeah,
than him coming out and his music playing.
I 1,000% agree with both of you.
Yeah,
I do.
I mean, if you have every person you bring back to the roster do this major introduction,
like the Rumble or whatever,
at these big pay-per-views, like you were going to say. Mm. I just think that it waters it down over time, and it's not as exciting, so what's the point? So I think sometimes we just need it to be a light intro.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the fact of that is, since everyone knew it, now everyone's just expecting him to appear in one of the numbers in the Rumble, so that's not a surprise. Mm. And doing this instantly puts him in one of the top feuds that would happen, because now they kind of teased it when he was on that episode of The Bump. The Miz was on it via Skype or whatever for like 20 minutes, and they're just chatting buddy-buddy, because we all know they're good friends, and they have the tag team history. New Day are the tag team champions. Miz just got angry at the New Day. All of a sudden, John Morrison's in a tag team title match.
Yeah.
Which I think
is better for him than being in the Rumble.
1,000%.
Or just, and being nobody and not having any wins or whatever.
Otis taking on Drew Gulak. Gulak is an expert on matters of the heart. And there's no way, man, he will date you. You look like you're leaking butter. And he had a 372 PowerPoint presentation, which we didn't get to see.
Man, one of these days.
Otis destroys him. Hits a Vader bomb, or an Otis bomb. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's going to call that.
Yeah.
Hits it for the win. And we briefly saw... in the back, Mandy and kind of watching a match, but Ziggler trying to pull her away from the trial. I'm like, no, let's just go hang out. And Sonya's just standing there.
Well, she was more looking confused. Like,
yeah, it's like, what's happening
Otis,
right now?
This is who you're into?
Yeah. Like, this is the guy? I don't know.
I mean, the Ziggler stuff is just kind of random, but we're going to get a tag match out of it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and I'm okay with that, because Ziggler eventually is not going to be involved with the Roman Reigns stuff.
Yeah.
Because of how he has been. So. Yeah.
Well, no, I think he's...
They're kind of organically starting a new feud with him while he's finishing up another one at the same time.
Yeah.
Which I like, because then it's going to bring Rude back in. So, by the way, when you think about it, all of a sudden on SmackDown... we got an incredible tag team division. Mm. And we'll get to... the last part of it in a few minutes, but out of the blue, unannounced, all of a sudden we're like, oh, and now we have Braun Strowman versus Cesaro.
Yeah.
What? Mm. This is happening right now? Oh, I love this match so much.
Yeah, it was really good.
Like, I can watch those two wrestle because it's such a unique pairing.
Well, but it's also someone where he's kind of matched with Braun because
Cesaro
is so strong. So it made it like not it. It didn't feel you knew like Braun was gonna win, but it also led to you being like, but he's kind of even with Cesaro, and it's not a squash match. Like I wouldn't be like, oh man, he's just gonna get destroyed by him because Cesaro's just so strong.
Yeah. Yeah, so good match. We're building up the story of Braun trying to get himself a shot at Nakamura for the Intercontinental title. He'll get the win with the power slam. And then I'm trying to remember. Nakamura took him out after.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. He had a Kinshasa right after the match.
Yeah.
So there's building. And it also kind of makes sense because depending on whether or not Braun will still be in the Rumble itself, but he'll have this marquee match itself at the Rumble. So
I'm fine with him not being in the Rumble because I feel like
if he's in the Rumble, he has to win it at this point.
Yeah,
and they're not going to have him win this year.
No. Mm-mm.
So I'm fine with him just having the Intercontinental title match.
Yeah.
Main event: Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan versus Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler.
You know it's the Mad
Militant. Ah, Teddy Long, keeping it going in 2020. Early in the match, the lights start flickering, and we have Bray Wyatt's laugh to try to get in Dan O'Brien's head. And eventually, we're getting to the finish of the match. Bryan hits a running knee on Ziggler, and the lights go completely out. The Fiend shows up. I did find this interesting. So Bryan goes after him.
Mm-hmm.
Fiend locks him in the Mandible Claw and gets him through the barricade with the Mandible Claw.
He's that powerful.
How many times have people been thrown into the barricade and it hasn't moved? If people spear someone through the barricade, it breaks. A submission hold somehow breaks the barricade.
The Fiend is very strong. That's all I
gotta
say.
Well, we know that, but...
So what'd you think of Daniel Bryan's new haircut?
Oh, Daniel Bryan, well, his new digs, his the fact that he looks the same age as he did when he debuted 10 years ago on WWE.
It is incredible.
The man has, with all the injuries and just genetics and natural age and stress and things that happen in the body.
Especially the last couple years for him. Like not wrestling and...
dealing with all the injuries. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure, Tom, you could attest to this, having a child probably brings some stress.
No, not at all.
Okay.
It's the easiest thing in the world.
Oh, okay.
Says who, not Laurel.
But the fact that he looks identical.
Mm-hmm.
You could put this Dan O'Brien in 2010, I would have had no idea.
Yep.
It would have been the same thing.
Very good.
I really think he may be a time traveler. I think when he went under that ring, he time traveled, and Dan O'Brien from 2010 came out.
Or maybe there's a whole point of being vegan. Who knows?
Maybe we're in a bar.
Ah, there you go.
I agree with that.
To be vegan.
Mm-hmm. They also say we're now in the Roaring Twenties again. So,
because
maybe he time traveled from way back when.
Maybe. But so as the Fiend takes out Dan O'Brien. Then eventually Corbin and Ziggler start beating up Reigns.
But did you think it was weird that the match didn't end?
There was no bell.
Yeah, I know. And they were like, oh, it's still the match is still going on. I was like, how?
Shouldn't
somebody just attacked somebody in the match?
Shouldn't the ref have called the bell
as soon as
Bray attacked Daniel Bryan?
Mm-hmm. Well, guess they wanted to see it play out.
I guess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Corbin and Ziggler get the handcuffs. They get the dog food ready to do it again.
Uh-oh.
But then some music we have not heard in a long time hit, and the Usos return to SmackDown and make the save for their cousin.
Yes.
What do you think of their haircuts?
That is a haircut. They got rid of their damn long hair. Mm. They grew up. I don't know. But I love, again, how they're identical haircuts.
Yeah.
They got the same haircut, but I do like it, actually. Mm-hmm. It actually looked really nice. And
my twins aren't identical, so they won't have the Samoan
family, the Samoan dynasty stood tall as SmackDown went off the air. So, again, we were kind of touching on the tag teams. Now, all of a sudden, SmackDown, we have New Day. We have Revival. The Usos are back. Miz and Morrison are back. Ziggler with Rue will be happening back. Heavy Machinery. I feel like I'm forgetting like
Lucha
one or
House
two other
Party
teams.
Is on SmackDown.
Lucha House Party is on SmackDown, which they haven't really.
And you kind of have Nakamura and
Cesaro are kind of a team.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, like, I know there's another wrestling company that is very big on their tag team wrestling. So maybe this is their way of retaliating.
Oh, I cannot wait to have them back in the game for tag team titles and all kinds of stuff.
But so, yeah, and I have a feeling this music is going to be playing a lot more in 2020.
Yeah.
Because tag teams galore are coming on SmackDown. But you know what else has come to 2020? It's our first wrestling wrap of the year, guys.
All right.
Yes, it is.
Let's go, Gabby.
All right. First wrestling wrap of 2020, week one. You guys, lots happened. Of course, it was the holidays. And Charlotte and Andrade got engaged, but also Nikki and Artem, I mean, they previously got engaged in November, but kept it a secret until the New Year's. They announced it on New Year's Day. And it was really cute also from Charlotte and Andrade because they both had obviously uploaded to social media. And Andrade said, "She said see." That's what he tweeted on Wednesday. It's so cute. It wasn't just yes. It was in Spanish, and I think that's amazing.
She is so smitten over him.
Oh, my gosh.
It's adorable.
Yes, it really is.
It's actually, like, cutest thing.
And you know when you're, like, you know some couples are real annoying? Like, they wear the same, like, outfit, but it works for them. Like, I've seen them in, like, the same shirt and
pants. Like, totally matching.
Yes, like, totally matching.
Well, Charlotte had also uploaded to social media and on Instagram. She put C, period, at Andrade Almas, hashtag love of my life. And there she is drinking on a yacht, it looks like.
Yeah,
with Andrade and some roses in her hand and
what a tough life.
That's like my dream. Have Andrade, C, and Almas propose to you on a yacht, which I think they were in Mexico at the time. And it's New Year's. I mean, come on. It's just beautiful. And yeah, Nikki Bella's engaged to former Dancing with the Stars partner, Artem. I don't know how to say his last name. Chignovin Savslan.
Your guess is as good as mine. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not good at this. It's a very complicated Russian name, even though I'm Russian.
will the wedding happen in 2020 and be filmed for Total Bellas?
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
I think it'll bring Total Bellas back up in the ratings, probably.
I think Nikki Bella's ready to get married. She's been waiting for this moment for so long.
I think it's ready to,
breaking news.
But at the same time, like, who knows? They may do things differently.
Yeah.
And I mean, the fact that they got engaged and didn't say anything. I think that's really big of her.
Especially.
To not, like, be like, oh, no, let's tell everyone I got engaged right now. Like,
yep. Well, maybe she had a feeling, what if this doesn't work out again? It's another John Cena situation.
It's only 2 months ago. It wasn't
2
months,
but maybe they're like, okay, no, I feel like it's good now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe they're going through something in that time. But what do you guys think at home? Let us know in the comment section. You know, this is not the first time Charlotte's been proposed to. We talked about this before. So will this one work with Andrade? And also, will Nikki and Artem get married in 2020? Let us know in the comment section.
And also, how fast will Nikki get pregnant?
Oh, yeah. We already talked about this in our private chat.
By June.
2021.
By June. I say by June.
I say August.
Or maybe the honeymoon. You know, a lot of people get pregnant during the honeymoon phase.
We have the Nikki Bella pregnant pool going now.
Let us know your predictions. All right. Last story.
Will she have a twin? Sorry.
I think it's supposed to skip a generation, but that would be cool. So, there was a New Year's Eve show on Fox with Steve Harvey and Maria Menounos.
Yeah.
And we had two WWE 24/7 title changes, you guys. It was a jam-packed WWE-filled evening on New Year's Eve.
This was huge for WWE.
Yes. They're getting a lot of exposure by this new partnership with Fox.
And honestly, the one thing I'm kind of surprised on, like, all the sports shows, because I'm a sports nut, like, all the NFL shows, they talk during the shows hyping up that week's SmackDown. SmackDown will have a little, like, blip, but Michael Cole and Corey don't say anything. I feel like they should say, hey, you know, stay tuned on Fox also on this Sunday, we're NFC playoff, blah, blah, blah. Like, you don't have to break it all down or anything like that. The other football commentators don't break it down, but they acknowledge, hey, tune in, this guy is defending the title against this guy Friday night, WWE SmackDown. I was like, hey, that's a huge plug. This was huge for them to be on New Year's Eve.
Maybe now they're getting more into the playoffs, they'll start doing that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm surprised they haven't done already. Of just being, just saying, like, hey, this game is happening on Sunday or whatever.
And if you guys missed the 24/7 title changes during that New Year's Eve show, Maria Menounos was the official referee for that match. Well, like, random.
I want to see her referee license.
Yeah,
But R2,
is it like Sami Zayn's manager card?
Rang in the new year with the 24/7 title championship belt. So he got it back.
R-Truth got it back. We had a match, exclusive match for it of Roman Reigns, Dolph Ziggler. Elias sang. It was a huge WWE SmackDown night that involved just non-wrestling fans that are just tuning in to watch the Fox New Year's because they like Maureen Menounos and Steve Harvey.
Mm. Right. What a great way to get more exposure and marketing out there. But last thing, I just want to wish Kevin Owens a Happy New Year and a Merry Christmas. Hope you got all the presents you desired and everything you ever wanted.
Wait, Gabby, did you say presents?
Presents, I did.
Oh, my. You know what? I think it's time for us to do our presents.
I think you're right.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Presents.
Oh, presents. Presents.
Presents.
So for those of you that might have not been listening or watching us in past holidays, I like to think our SmackDown show is a family. And our family likes to share gifts with each other over the holidays. We've been doing this for several years now on this show. I think this is the latest we've done it just because of how the calendar fell.
Yeah.
But damn it, we want to do it anyway.
And I wasn't here, sorry.
And Tom wasn't here, so we had to push it back. He was in Vegas doing things that dad should not be doing.
Ooh.
Not really.
Not really. He just went to like some show or something.
Dad's gone wild in Vegas.
Yeah.
But I should have got him a shirt like that. That would have been awesome.
You don't know what's in the back?
Dad's Gone Wild.
It's not that.
Is that a videotape footage?
How funny would
Let's
it be
go to the videotape.
He's like, here is the shirt I got.
And here's a quick recap.
Tom, we have footage of you in Vegas. Let's what now? So that said, we have some gifts to exchange. I got a couple gifts in front of me. Gabby and Tom, I'm going to just put my computer down so people can kind of see, because I don't need any more notes right now. And I got one more gift in here for Tom. And Josh, our engineer in the booth, we also have a gift for you. So you can open that later on, unless you wanted us to spoil it in front of
you. Thank you so much, guys. I'll be opening it after the show.
That's what I wanted. So we got that for you as well. But Gabby, ladies first, why don't you begin while I grab Tom's gift out of my bag.
Thanks.
As well.
Thanks. All right, I'll go for this one. Who is this again?
That one's me, Josh.
Yeah. That one's from me. And Josh, actually, can we find some like cheesy holiday music of some kind?
Will do.
All right. So.
I'll wait.
Okay. I didn't say you had to wait, but that's fine.
Well, I want the cheesy music too.
All right, that's fair. I'm not gonna stop you.
Santa baby, hurry down the chimney.
See, Gabby's just making her own music.
Yeah. I mean. Elias, I think you found someone to collab with. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Oh, I think I just broke something.
Welcome to AfterBuzz SmackDown.
There you go.
Oh, great. Okay, we're in.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. These look like socks. For those cold, wintry LA months. KO, baby! Okay, that's awesome. Let's see what else is
in. Yeah, there's something else in there as well. Don't shake it. That might be bad.
Is it?
Oh.
It's a KO mug.
So,
sorry, it's a KO mug.
So here's the deal. We know you already have We already know you have a like a KO t-shirt. So,
this is genius.
So now, a day that you're lying around at home, I expect a photo of you kicking back in a KO t-shirt with the KO socks on, drinking coffee out of that KO mug.
I can actually be like Alexa Bliss on Moment of Bliss, but I'll be Moment of KO.
There you go.
Cool. I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So cool. I love it.
Awesome.
So gift two.
And Josh, great find on the cheesy holiday music. This is definitely cheesy. I love it.
Cheese.
I love it. This is like Kraft extra mac and cheesy holiday music. You have that's your gift from Tom.
Yep.
Gabby's opening again.
I
can't wait till you see what it is.
Did you get the same thing?
You guys did the same.
No.
Yes, we did.
Honest to God.
Both got me the same socks.
Here's the honest truth. We never tell each other what any of us got, but this is the first time we ever actually got the same thing.
I can return it and get you something else.
That is hilarious.
Whoever is
when she put it out, I was like, no way.
Oh, and what is that, though? You got something else.
I don't know. We'll see what it is. We'll see what it is. Let's see what it is.
We all know who it is.
No, we don't know who it is.
Who it is.
Oh, it's like a mystery thing?
Yeah.
Oh, if it's a mystery and it's Owens, that'd be great. I mean, I'm sure there's a few that she would really like. Oh.
We'll see who it is.
Who we got?
Macho Man.
There you go. I can't believe
we got the same thing.
We got her the same thing.
You got, well, this like, is your
what
stew.
Are the chances?
This is your stew, but you guys both can open these because it's the same thing.
What?
Here. You can both open those. So you can go next.
I don't get it. We could both open
Yeah, it's one for each of you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got us another one?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank
That's
you.
So sweet.
All right.
Wow, Tom is showering us today. Yeah. Like how we did your baby shower. Yeah. We're doing our baby shower.
Because I like the looks of this.
What's yours?
I think you said the same thing.
Road to WrestleMania board game.
It just looks so like fun. I was like,
for ages 6 and up.
Yeah, you know.
Actually, I could totally play this with my nephews. Over the holidays, my oldest nephew went to his first WWE show and had a blast, which made me so happy. I was more excited about the show than him. This is cool.
This is awesome. We're going to have a game night. And it's at either my house or Josh's house.
What about my house?
You got kids. You got kids.
You don't want to come see the babies?
Well, we'll be loud. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
You guys are the
You're
best.
And then, Tom, why don't you go open that one first?
Okay.
So that's your gift from Gabby.
Okay. It's heavy. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Show it to the camera.
Some WWE Uno cards.
Uno's a very underrated game.
It is.
Now we're really having a game night.
And, yes. And because it was kind of sticking out, this was my gift.
Okay.
You got it? It's a little heavy.
I got it. Gosh, what is this? Oh, nice. This is a Daniel Bryan hoodie?
It is a Daniel Bryan hoodie.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Fun fact, though.
Yes.
The Kevin Owens socks were more expensive than the Daniel Bryan hoodie.
Are you serious?
Yes, they were $2 more.
Right now.
Yep.
Kevin Owens is on fire.
And it's hard to see.
Oh, I'm like, is it a Bray Wyatt?
It's a Bray Wyatt mug.
Does it change when you put hot
when,
stuff
when
in
you
it?
Put hot stuff in, the Fiend shows up.
No
oh,
way!
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
Yeah. When I saw that, I'm like, that's kind of badass.
Okay,
he has
to drink it here with tea in it so we can see what it looks like on the next show.
Yes. I'll bring it next to
next, next not next week. The next show I'm at.
Okay.
All right. And now it's my turn. So this is Gabby's.
Yes.
To me from Gabby. A WWE pop quiz trivia deck.
Sweet.
I think the game. I think the theme here is WWE try to stump Josh game night.
Yeah.
And I accept the challenge. Thank you, Gabby. Then this was also from Tom.
Yes.
Tom went out.
Oh, this is a nice hoodie.
Oh, one of the.
They've
that is really nice.
Yeah. Oh, I got one of the little collectible minis too. Let's see which one I got.
Like, other side.
Oh,
there.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Let's see what I got here.
I hope it's not the same. I mean, it's just random. You know what I mean?
They're random, but we'll see. All right. Oh, I got Mr. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
All right.
Cool.
There you go. I like that. And there's something else in this bag. Oh. Oh, it is a New Day Kofi championship winning t-shirt.
Kofi Mania.
That's so
shirt.
Cool.
Kofi Mania.
What a good shirt.
Hell to the yes. Because that was the moment of 2019.
It was.
Thank you, Tom.
No problem. Thank you.
I feel like we all won.
We did.
I think we all won the holiday gifts. this was pretty cool. So let me just say as we get ready to wrap things up, because I always, you know, at the end of the year, I always like to say one little sappy thing because I don't do it often. But every year, this becomes more and more meaningful to me just because of how much time I get to spend with you guys and here at AfterBuzz and with all you guys watching and listening at home. January, actually, this marks now 7 years that I've been here doing wrestling shows. And January 2013 is when I started. And truly, like, I might be here another 7 years, might be here another 7 months, I might be here 7 more days. I don't know. They might want to get rid of me at this point. I've been here a while. But I just want you guys to know that there are certainly times where I'm just like, wow, I've been here a long time. Should I keep going? And I know I've talked to you guys about this too. But really, the two you guys are the ones that really keep me here because it's just so much fun being here to talk. We get microphones in front of our faces to talk about what we love, to make fun of each other, and get downloaded by literally millions of people over the years. And that is something that I really am grateful for, and I know I don't necessarily emphasize that enough, and the cheesy music helps greatly with this, but I just want you guys to know, I want all of you guys at home to know, want all the other AfterBuzz producers to know, Josh in the booth, relay it to everyone else. That
we'll do. It's an AfterBuzz miracle.
Yes. It's a miracle that I'm still here. I truly enjoy what I do. I truly enjoy being here with you guys each week. I truly enjoy doing the show. And hopefully, whether you guys listen home, agree or disagree with what we have to say, I hope you have fun listening to it. Because we have a ton of fun making this for you. And we're going to keep doing that in 2020.
Totally agree. And that was very kind of you to say all that.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Aw. Well, shucks, guys. So with that, we got to wrap this baby up. So, Tom, how can people reach out to you?
They can reach me Twitter, Instagram, Tom.com. Also, check out my Etsy store, Connolly Central.
Gabby.
You guys can follow me at Twitter and Instagram, Gabby Loren TV. Also, I will be live on Shein this week. We got a new set. And I'm going to Dallas, Texas next weekend for Impact pay-per-view. And then the following week, Mexico City. So hopefully one of you guys are in those cities and I'll get to see you.
Yeah. AfterBuzz fans in Dallas and Mexico City the next couple weeks, go to the Impact tapings and go find Gabby and tell her that you love her on AfterBuzz.
That would be amazing.
And you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Josh_Tariff. And for our other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow them on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks for tuning in. Get ready for 2020. For Tom Connolly and Gabby Loren, I'm Josh Tariff. We'll see you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.